If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's check in with Block Club Chicago. We call it Extremely Local News. It's sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Seamus Toomey with us this morning. Seamus, good morning. Let's start at the lakefront. And I guess at Oak Street Beach, it's all about Pilates, isn't it?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, this is going to be my favorite story of the day here. This is a free Pilates class that they're hosting at Oak Street Beach, and it is grown to just really ridiculous heights. We're talking there are 4,000 people come out at sunrise on Friday mornings. And
wow.
It's hard to wrap my head around, but if you check out the photos we posted, you kind of get an idea of what this throng looks like with 4,000 people all doing the same motions at the same time from a Pilates class.
How did everybody find out about this? Just social media?
Yeah, it was really a social media thing. A woman by the name of Olivia Santelli had trained in Pilates and put on her Instagram account that she was going to start doing free Pilates classes at Oak Street Beach. It went viral. She had 12 people at her first event. By the second one, she had 1,000. Mm-hmm. And now she routinely draws between 3,000 and 4,000 people to the lakefront. Mm-hmm. And just the logistics of it is pretty impressive. It's become her full-time job. And just getting the sound to 4,000 people is a project. She said she had a little cheap Amazon speaker at first, and now she and her dad go out on the beach and dig trenches to wire speakers just for the morning session. Quite an amazing project. If people are up at 5:30 in the morning on Fridays and they're driving by Oak Street Beach and wondering what the heck is going on, it's the Rise Pilates class, and you're welcome to join if you want to get there early and find a spot and work out a little bit. It's a pretty cool thing. I expect to see a lot more people talking about this because it's a pretty spectacular sight.
Great way to start the weekend. Maybe we should do a remote from over there. They're talking about new apartments at Clark and Diversey. What's the story on this?
Yeah, we haven't I haven't heard of one of these in recent years, but there was a big trend to turn single room occupancy buildings into larger apartments that could be rented out at higher rates, and that's what's going on here. This is the former Leon Hotel. This is in Lincoln Park, like you said, Clark and Diversey. It's been around there for over 110 years. It's sort of dwindled. They've stopped renting it out as an SRO in hopes of selling it, and so the building has been sold. They're planning on adding a couple stories to it, like a steel and glass thing atop this old brick building, and turning it into I believe it's about 26 apartments that they're trying to do there, and put some retail on the bottom. So yeah, over the last 10 years or so, about 40% of all the SROs around Chicago have disappeared for conversions like this. So you used to be a place where people that couldn't afford their own apartment could get just a single room, sort of like Elwood Blues style in the Blues Brothers. You share it, and sometimes they have chicken wire, and sometimes they're a lot nicer. But this one looks like it's on its way to becoming more standardized apartments for rent.
2701 North Clark Street. Nice announcement from the Chicago Public Library. They're expanding their summer reading program. What are they going to include here?
Right. Usually you think of summer reading programs for kids, see how many books you can read over the course of the summer to keep the brain moving when you're out of class. But they're doing it for adults this year, so kind of a throwback to your childhood days. But yeah, they're encouraging people to stop by one of their 88 branches. They've got logs now that you can fill out. And if you do six of their 10 featured activities, including reading or going to some of their free programs, you can win a library hat. You can get signed up for a raffle. Just kind of a fun thing. And we just heard back from some folks that went to the library today after reading this and said some of these log sheets are all starting to fly off the shelves and they're going to make more. So apparently people are just looking for a little nudge to figure out maybe some new books to read this summer or doing one of these classes. I mean, it's not necessarily library related, but it's like flower arranging or outdoor gardening classes, kind of fun things like that to get outside.
Yeah, sounds good. And finally, and I like hearing about this because we have a problem with too much vacant land in many neighborhoods around Chicago, in Chicago. And this story out of Humboldt Park is promising, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, exactly. I think part of they're targeting a couple problems here, vacant land, as well as just skyrocketing prices in some neighborhoods for homes. The Cook County Land Bank Authority, they sort of collect a lot of this vacant land that goes into foreclosure and property taxes unpaid. So what they've started to do now is they've got a pilot program to build these modular houses that get built in on the west side. They get trucked over. I mean, they're pretty big houses. And then they put them on these vacant spots, build them, and then they sell them for below market rate house. I mean, they're still pretty expensive. They're talking about $350,000 for a 3-bedroom in Humboldt Park. But considering that could cost $525,000 if you were to buy some existing thing. And this is all brand new. They say it takes about 8 weeks to build in the factory, which seems like just lightning fast compared to when you're trying to build it on site. But
yeah.
Nice looking places. I saw a little tour of it. Nice kitchens, 3 bedrooms, all new. Everything's new. So good program. They're trying to do about 120 of these in the city and suburbs over the next couple years, working with a place called Inherent Homes with the Cook County Land Bank Authority. So cool program to fill up some vacant land and make some more housing in Chicago.
Yeah, good idea. And we're talking here specifically about the 800 block of North Holman. More at blockclubchicago.org. Shame is to me. Thank you, sir. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bob.